Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dr. C. Robert Jones, PhD's Conservative Report Radio Show. I am Cool Mike. Well, as they say, all good things must come to an end. Today will be my last political show, as I've been filling in on for him on vacation. I want to thank everybody. Wow, chat room's already bumping. This is my second AM edition due to the fact of my work schedule. I had to schedule the show yesterday and today in the morning. And I want to thank everybody for their great support. I want to thank everyone for our great numbers. Dr. Jones should return on Monday. At least that's the plan for now. And my final farewell, I think the best way to start this show off as we start is something I played yesterday that always puts chills down my spine as we begin this show. Thank you. Let us jump into this piece. And we'll be back.
Neither aiming at originality of principle or sentiment, nor yet copied from any particular previous writing, it was intended to be an expression of the American mind, and to give to that expression the proper tone and spirit called for the occasion.
In the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world.
Every post and every day rolls in upon us independence like a torrent.
Our obligations to our country never cease, but with our lives.
We must all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately.
Why is it we hesitate? For God's sake, let us come to the final separation. The birthday of the new world is at hand. The tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants' hope.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another.
And to assume among the powers of the earth
the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men
are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights,
that among these are life,
liberty,
and the pursuit of happiness,
that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends.
It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute new government.
Laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form.
As to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence indeed will dictate that government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer,
while evils are sufferable,
than to right themselves
by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpation, pursuing invariably the same object,
evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism,
It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security.
Such has been the patient suffering of these colonies.
And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
We, therefore, the representatives of
the United States of America,
in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name
and by authority of the good people of these colonies,
solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states.
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown.
And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved.
And as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war,
conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce,
and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration,
with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes,
and our sacred honor.
Why so large, Mr. Hancock?
So that the closing part of that statement is when he says, "Why so large, Mr. Hancock?" John Hancock replies, "So Fat George can see my signature all the way from England without using his spectacles." That's always a great. I love that. I've been listening to it for forever. All right. George Bush is gone, but his spirit lives on in the Republican Party as if he is Jesus Christ. Seem to remember another candidate being called the Messiah about two, three years ago. So proud of the police state that they have left us with now, President Barack Obama continues the great tradition. You know, I thought these politicians didn't agree on anything. The Patriot Act, backed by every level of law enforcement, or I should say funded as well, funded by every level of law enforcement in America, as well as the Republican and Tea Party members. Yes, the Tea Party members. Michelle Bachmann, Alan West, President Obama. Boy, what a great combination all these people make. Now continues to beat down and batter, abuse we the people in record numbers. In a world where communism and socialism have been defeated by the Constitution of the United States and the American people time after time after time, why is it here at home we are allowing this to take place with our own elected officials and we the people? Excuse me. What does it say about the GOP when it is the left liberal Democrats that are voting against these issues, that are voting to give we the people our rights back? That's insulting. In this early AM edition, we listen to actual stories and hear from the judge, Andrew Napolitano himself. And this is looking at the big picture of things. I very, very much have enjoyed filling in for Dr. Jones. He should be back on Monday, so this is probably my farewell edition as far as the political, and I had to do it this morning, obviously, because of my work schedule. And tonight at 11:30, you can also join me on conservative politics. I'll be joining GGT 183 in his show. So it has been a fun ride, and we still got this show to take care of, so let's get right to business. Our phone numbers, if you care to call in, is 347-884-8500. That's area code 347-884-8500. Or toll-free
on Dr. Jones's dime, and let's spend every minute he's got left here on the toll free minutes, and that is area code 877-666-9305. Well, we're going to hear from Andrew Napolitano. What a great, this guy is just awesome. I just absolutely love this guy. He is such a great, great, everything about Judge Napolitano I really like, and I really came to the forefront of liking him during the 2000 election between George Bush and Al Gore. I was, I wasn't really older then, but I mean, I really enjoyed listening to him talk. The way he talked, the passionate way he addressed people regarding the Constitution and your rights, I really just loved it. One of the problems we see taking place with the passing of the Patriot Act, which so many people think is not a big deal, in Tesla's show, socialism is not an option. The chat room is filled with people that just don't think it's a big deal, and they're so-called Republicans. Well, how can you support any politician who believes in taking your constitutional rights away and giving it to the government? Anyone, period. I mean, you cannot be anything. You cannot be for anything in the United States if you do not support liberties. You cannot be pro-life. You cannot be for life if you're not for liberties. One of the biggest frauds on the planet, the chocolate messiah of 2008, we all heard, Barack Obama, as the stupid Republicans who are falling for the second coming of the chocolate messiah, and Alan West, who in a sense is a military, who ruled like a military dictator with a rap sheet far beyond what the American people are even aware of. When you are actually told, retire now or face military court-martial, there's a problem. But, of course, stupid people, you know, just when you think in life you've met the dumbest person, that it isn't possible. You could meet anybody dumber within seconds of thinking that somebody dumber comes along. Here's this is a perfect example of a, how do I want to put this? I'm not really sure exactly how to put this piece, but just listen to it and I think we'll thoroughly enjoy it.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strength. Should event occur in urban areas? Jesus. That's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed, classified body disposal actions shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your votes.
New Bill of Rights, body disposal. Unbelievable. True facts that we need to acknowledge here in America, that once again, it is almost sickening to see anybody support the Patriot Act, and its abuses are just running rampant. Of course, it got passed so quickly. That was obviously the plan of the president and those pushing for it. The funny part is we talk about how all these people act like Nazis as far as worshiping Barack Obama. Really, I think there's another party that just does just the same when it comes to big government. It was the Republicans who pushed the Department of Homeland Security, which made huge, huge dents as far as in our civil liberties. These people at this point basically rule with no law. They are equivalents to the Gestapo or the SS back in the day, right here in our own country. We're going to jump into another piece where you actually more abuses by the Patriot Act, more abuses by us, we the people, because we're ultimately responsible for it. And it all started basically in the mid-90s with the World Trade Organization takeover and these basic trade policies that what we did by joining that, we gave our trade policies, the power of our trade policies in the hands of unelected officials that clearly don't put America first and foremost on their agenda. These trade policies are very unfair. We have to pay an awful lot of money to bring our products into their country, to whereas they pay nothing to bring their products into our country. Here, workers are in some ways protected. There, they're not. They can be gassed. They can be abused. They can... they don't need gas masks. They don't need any type of worker protection. They can be poisoned by the company. Because as we see, most of these companies ever cared less about anybody, period. And the bottom line is that we, the people, when we become our own worst enemy, these are the results in which we see. In this next piece, let's see. That's exactly what we talk about is the beginning of what we saw in the trade policies.
Wake up, America! Can't you see what's happening? We're selling out to foreigners. They're taking over everything. Wealth-producing companies, the best the world has known. We've sold more than 8,000 of them in 10 years alone.
Bottom line is that our economic crisis right now is mainly fueled by these free trade agreements. Tell us a little bit about the WTO, World Trade Organization.
Well, the WTO was created in 1995. It was created in 1993 and 1994, but it actually came into effect on January 1st, 1995. And it was created out of something that was formed after the Second World War, called the General Agreements on Tariffs and Trade. And what the GATT was intended to do was liberalize trade internationally, increased the amount of freight that was being transported between countries. Literally, just sheer volume of trade had to go up. And to lower barriers to trade, like taxes and tariffs. The WTO is sort of the end result of all this liberalizing free trade markets. And unfortunately, what it has done is created a disadvantage for developed countries, especially developed countries like the United States. 30 or 40 years ago, the United States produced everything in the world because countries in Asia, Africa, Middle East, South America, they were still developing. They had no productive capacity. But once we started sending more and more abroad, and once we started encouraging other countries to develop their industries, they started being able to produce things much more cheaply than we did. And the simple fact is consumers are going to buy the cheapest good available. Consumers are always going to buy the same quality product at a lower price if they can. And other countries could simply produce quality products at lower prices than the United States. And while the sheer volume of free trade, the volume of trade has increased exponentially in the last 50 years, the actual living standards of the people haven't changed that much. The United States has more disparity between the rich and the poor than they did 50 years ago. Mexico, which was supposed to benefit exponentially from NAFTA, has actually seen even more disparity between their rich and their poor than in the United States. Free trade agreements basically create millionaires and poverty at the same time. And that's the unfortunate side effect that no one really saw coming. But because those elites that benefit are so influential, they can hinder any government's attempts to regulate trade agreements.
Well. Nothing is wrong with wealth. That's a great thing. And we should never punish wealth. But when it's so influential on our political system, as far as basically putting the squeeze on so many, these are the problems when that lead right into the Patriot Act. This was prior to, but these are problems that led right into that. And in so many ways, we as people are just so blind to what is taking place. I mean, we absolutely positively just have no clue on what's going on and the abuses. In North Carolina, they storm a house, grab a 16-year-old kid based on the fact of an IP number or a phone number. That's pretty much it. Just no real information. No real facts or figures, just bang, they can do this without even really looking into seeing the problems. Or if somebody is accused of something, they're not really researching and investigating. It's just bang. And we'd like to welcome Alter Ego Social Net to the chat room. Listen up to this piece. This is it'll be a good piece listening in jump into the break at the bottom of the hour.
Imagine if your family was awakened in the middle of the night by a team of federal officers. Well, that's exactly what happened to a woman and her children in Granville County.
Amanda Lamb is in the newsroom joining us now. And Amanda, we understand that because this case falls under the Patriot Act, a lot of the usual rights for defendants not available here.
That's right, David. The Patriot Act was created after 9/11. It allows federal agents to investigate suspected cases of terrorism swiftly in order to better protect our country. But one Granville County mother says it gives the federal government too much leeway. Her son was taken into federal custody 2 months ago. She can't get him out, and she can't get any answers. 16-year-old Ashton Lundeby's bedroom is nothing if not patriotic. American flags everywhere. But according to the United States government, this 10th grader, who has never been in trouble with the law before, is now a suspected terrorist.
I was terrified. There were guns, and I don't like guns around my children. I don't believe in guns.
On March 5th, around 10 o'clock in the evening, Annette Lundeby says 10 armed FBI agents, along with three local officers, stormed her home looking for her son. They handcuffed him and presented her with a search warrant.
They said that he was being arrested for making numerous bomb threats.
Annette Lundeby told the officers that someone stole her son's IP address and used it to make crank calls through the internet, making it look like the calls had originated from her home. She says the FBI's extensive search of her home turned up nothing.
No bomb-making materials, not even a blasting cap, not even a wire, not even... I mean, I don't even know how to make bombs, but they didn't find anything.
The teenager was taken to a juvenile facility in Indiana where the bomb threat was supposedly made. His mother has had little access to him since his arrest. She says the Patriot Act stripped her son of his right to due process.
And we have no rights under the Patriot Act to even defend them, because the Patriot Act is superseding the Constitution.
There's nothing a matter of public record. All those normal rights are just suspended in the air.
Dan Boyce is a former U.S. attorney.
It's a new law, and I'm sure there were very, very good intentions.
But Boyce believes the Patriot Act has gone too far in some cases, and Ashton Lundeby's may just be one of them.
It very well could be a case of overreaction where an agent leapt to certain conclusions or has made certain assumptions about this individual and about how serious the threat really is.
Because there is a gag order in the case, the U.S. attorney in Indiana told us he could not comment. nor could the FBI. The North Carolina Highway Patrol did confirm they assisted the FBI with its operation at the Lundeby home on March 5th.
Never in my worst nightmare did I ever think that it would be my own government that I would have to protect my children from. This is the United States, and I feel like I live in a third world country now.
Lundeby says this type of case is not what the Patriot Act was intended for. Boyce agrees.
It was to protect the public, but what we need to do is make sure there are checks and balances to make sure those new laws are not abused.
Know that they can come and take anyone in your family away, even your children. And they don't have to be guilty.
Lundeby says her son is scheduled to have a hearing at the end of May, but she is not hopeful it will happen because the date has already been moved multiple times. And we will continue to follow this story. David?
Amanda Lamb, thank you.
Now, can you imagine that? Oh, unbelievable. And it is amazing that the billions that we have invested in the Homeland Security and in law enforcement in general, that they really can't look into investigate something more serious for the 16-year-old kid. Certainly a better investigation could have been wanted before they actually stormed the house. And in some cases, these type of things are needed. In drug cases, a lot of times, you don't know who, what type of weapons they have or what kind of shootout may take place or what have you. But here's another example, whereas, I mean, just clearly, is a 16-year-old kid this big a threat? Did they not look into it prior when they stormed his house and it was just him and his mom? I mean, for heaven's sakes, what has to happen next before we as people wake up, before we really, really understand just how stupid we are becoming in this country? And, you know, as I said, the chocolate messiah came in the form of the Democrats in 2008, and the chocolate messiah is here for the Republicans in 2012 under a military dictator ideas socialist called Alan West. But people are so brainwashed by the way they talk. The actions speak louder than words. And something that came up Sunday on Tesla's show, I don't remember the lady who said, oh, Alan West never said censor. He misspoke. If he says he misspoke, but yet he votes for censorship, he said it, period. But, you know, as I said, just in life, when you think you've met the dumbest person, that it isn't possible anyone more stupid could be walking this planet. Bingo. You meet that person very, 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 very fast. The next piece I want to play, well, I'll tell you what, why don't I jump into a station break, jump in a little bit early. No, you know what? Instead of playing the break, I'm going to play another addition to Here's Your Rights Being Violated under the Patriot Act as the break, as I enter the final half hour of filling in for Dr. Jones for the last 2 weeks. This is in Florida.
Pay for tolls with a larger bill, like a 20 or 100, and you may have to fork over personal information. As 10 News investigative reporter Mike Deason has discovered, the Florida Department of Transportation has essentially been doing that and tried to cover it up when it was caught.
The toll taker says this is what happens when you give large bills like that. It's what we have to do. Meet Joel Chandler, who just paid his $1 toll on the Polk Parkway with a $100 bill, and he's not being allowed to leave unless he provides personal information to the toll taker.
So you all detain people until you get their personal information?
Yes, sir. It's a policy the Florida Turnpike Authority instituted for people who paid with $20, $50, or $100 bills. You give me the information, you can go.
I'm being detained. You know, I'm being detained even though I've provided you legal tender. Why am I being detained?
This is a serious, serious criminal offense to illegally detain somebody without legal authority, which is exactly what they're doing.
Chandler called and emailed the Florida Department of Transportation to complain about the policy.
Their initial response was, there is no policy to do this, which really made me concerned because it
it appeared that they were just individual rogue toll booth workers that were, you know, detaining people.
But the practice continued at toll booth after toll booth. And if someone refused to provide the information, they were threatened with arrest. I can call FHP and they can come here and give you that information. Would you like for me to do that?
I'm asking what the statute is. That's all I want.
The deputy can tell you. Would you like for me to do that, sir?
So I'm being detained?
No, you can come up with another form of tender. Chandler continued to complain, and on July 21st at 7:19, he received this email from the Assistant General Counsel of the department saying, "We do not have sufficient information to investigate whatever he was talking about." But earlier in the day, there were a flurry of emails saying, "Shut down the program, temporarily suspend it," and even, "Who should call Chandler and what should they say?"
Not only were they untruthful about the policy existing, they made a very concerted effort to cover it up.
One of the reasons the department might have not wanted the public to know about the program is because of the people who were being detained.
I think it's very clear from their own documents that there was a lot of racial profiling going on.
And when you look at these documents, you see that the department changed its policy as to who would be detained that gave a $20 bill, and in fact left it up to the discretion of the toll taker to determine who they thought was suspicious. The courts have routinely ruled that is unconstitutional because it relies on the individual preferences and prejudices of one person. And when you look at who was detained, almost all the time, it was a minority.
In 87% of the times where they bothered to write down what they thought was suspicious about the motorist, it was a racial description. Young black male, young black male, young black male, young Hispanic male.
Although the department refused to comment because it expects to be sued, internal emails justify the program because of counterfeit bills. However, in a 2.5-year period, the DOT got $16,000 in counterfeit bills, while at the same time it collected more than $1.5 billion in tolls. The department also says in emails the program will help law enforcement catch counterfeiters.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. The problem is, of the 885 times they claim they've received counterfeit money during this 2-year period, not one was ever referred to any law enforcement agency of any description.
Meantime, Chandler estimates the illegal detainment has happened at least 5 million times.
So it's been crime upon crime upon crime upon crime, lie upon lie upon lie. All that's disturbing because these people got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
That's why Chandler wants to file a class action suit against the state.
What it comes down to is the Department of Transportation has been engaged in what I think will obviously be seen by the courts as the largest criminal conspiracy in the history of the state.
And if the court were to award everyone who was detained even a small amount to compensate them, it could run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. Mike Deason, 10 News.
Now, some of the departments suggested that the department use one of those green anti-counterfeit pens like most businesses do, but that was rejected. Meanwhile, the DOT spent $32,000 printing up forms to catch $16,000 in counterfeit.
That's something. Wow. Well, when you think that's the agreement of the agreement of the agreement, listen to this piece. It'll really scare you.
N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic. Well, one state, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, is preparing for that with a very controversial bill. Massachusetts proposing legislation that would allow police to forcefully quarantine residents and even impose martial law without a warrant. Could that possibly be constitutional? We've called in Fox News senior judicial analyst Janner Napolitano.
Hey, Steve.
So because apparently they're worried that swine flu is a public safety issue, they're talking about a law where the police can knock on your door.
Right.
Or not necessarily knock on your door, just go in and essentially quarantine you.
Well, they're doing more than talking about a law. The state of Massachusetts, both houses of the legislature have enacted this law, and once Governor Deval Patrick signs it, and he says that he will, it'll become the law, and it will allow him to declare an emergency. once he declares an emergency, he can authorize non-healthcare licensed personnel, read that to mean police,
sure,
to vaccinate people against their will. Now, can they force adults to take vaccination? No. They will incarcerate adults without a trial, without charges, without even a search warrant, who refuse to be vaccinated. This is what the statute authorizes. It also authorizes the statute, and the statute also authorizes the police to remove children from adults, vaccinate them against the will of the child and the will of the parents.
This is so troubling on so many different levels. I mean, first of all, you think, wait a minute, they've got a great big list with everybody who got a flu shot's name on it, and are they going to just have neighbors turn into other neighbors? Hey, they're sick.
Well,
they haven't got the shot.
It's interesting you say that. There is not a clause in the statute that requires you to report a neighbor, but the government will encourage you to do it. Look, this is the reason why we have federal judges, because federal judges in Massachusetts will have to take this statute and compare it to the Constitution. And the Constitution says the police can't break into your home, and the police can't take your children away from you, and parents decide what medication the children get, not the government.
Man, the first time, if this were to happen, and the first time some cop goes in and gives some kid a shot, it's going to hit the fan.
Yes, it will, and the state of Massachusetts will be sorry it enacted this, because people will revolt against it.
All right.
Yep, well, next up, here's another U.S. citizen with the help of the Patriot Act. Here's why we need to take back, another reason we need to take this back from government.
Well, right now the government is hunting this man, Anwar Awlaki. He's on the U.S. hit list. The radical Muslim cleric is linked to the Fort Hood shooting, the attempted Christmas Day bombing, and the failed attack in Times Square. And here's the catch. He's an American citizen, and some say hunting him down, freezing his assets, violates his constitutional rights, and we shouldn't do that. Let's bring in Judge Andrew Napolitano. He's our senior judicial analyst. So, Judge, I mean, what's your take on this story?
Well, there's a lot of problems, a lot of legal problems in this case because of the laws that have been written to help the government fight what it calls the war on terrorism. First, because the government has declared him a terrorist, it is unlawful for lawyers to represent him without themselves being charged with providing material assistance to terrorists. So the lawyers who want to represent him have asked the Treasury Department for a license, for a waiver from the anti-terrorism law, which would permit them to represent him.
Should they get it?
Yes, they should get it. There are some reports that they have. It's not yet been confirmed. So before they can even file the lawsuit in his behalf, they have to get permission from the government.
Doesn't that feel awkward that this guy that's known to have links to some of these attempted attacks and attacks would get representation under our law and be protected?
Well, he's innocent until proven guilty. There aren't even any charges filed against him other than what the president's people have publicly said about him. He's entitled to the same rights as everybody else is. Whether he was born in New Mexico or Yemen, it doesn't matter. He has the same rights.
Now, he's been living in Yemen since 2004. Does that change things?
No, it doesn't change anything. But here's the interesting part, as I see it. A president, not out of his own mouth, but out of the words of his former director of national intelligence, Admiral Dennis Blair, claims the right to kill this guy in the streets in another country.
But some people would say, good, let's bring him down.
The Constitution says, bad. He has the same rights as everybody else. The president is subject to the same laws as everybody else.
But
the president can't commit murder.
How do you get somebody like that? I mean, how do you, either we're seeing him as a terrorist. And
follow the law. If this guy from Yemen has violated the law, and the law he allegedly violated is speaking, so speech is protected, so
sure.
That's an issue.
Right.
They have to ask Yemen to extradite him here. If Yemen won't do that, then they're stuck. Then there's nothing they can do unless they want to invade Yemen in order to get this
guy.
But
see, is our own law preventing us from getting this guy essentially off the streets and inspiring other potential terrorists?
You know, the Constitution, Justice Scalia has written, sometimes protects the criminality of a few in order to preserve the freedom of us all. This guy born in New Mexico is preaching hatred in Yemen. He has the right to preach what he wants. If we think his words violate an American law, we have to follow our own laws in order to bring him here. His father has hired lawyers to sue the president, asking a judge to stop the president from trying to kill him. That has never happened in America.
Yep, well, there you go.
here is a U.S. citizen who they said was involved in the Fort Hood shooting. I'm not sure how the hell that is humanly possible, considering the gunman alone is the person responsible, unless this person supplied bullets or guns and et cetera, and I think we did that ourselves. On top of that, here's a U.S. citizen who all of a sudden we say, well, he's spewing hate, he's doing this, he's doing that. Now he becomes an enemy combatant, and we can assassinate. I mean, these are clear abuses. I mean, in many, many cases, they provide no proof. They just point the finger, and what they have is they have ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, all on their side. Yeah, go get them. Let's go get them. You tell a lie enough times, most people are going to believe it. You don't even have to tell it a lot of times because in today's day and age, people in general are just overall very, very stupid, very, very naive. And it is amazing. Just unbelievable. Alter Ego in the chat room says Americans should create a blanket of complete exposure of government activities, TOBL, town hall meetings. and I agree that the military has become stormtrooper types, and we need to start prosecuting these politicians who they themselves are taking advantage of the laws and really take back our country. As we kicked off the show, I played the Declaration of Independence, and clearly the people that broke free were breaking free for these rights. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is not a necessity where it needs to change its system. And as I commented, all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. And in many ways, we need to dissolve government as is, in the sense of the Patriot Acts and just the ballooning up government and all these departments. These departments are illegal. If you listen to Loki, who is a constitutional scholar in his own right from studying for 25 years, he will explain to you that these departments need to be ratified by the states in order to become legal. The Department of Defense, which then was the Department of War, ratified, and there are several others. I'm not schooled on those as Kessler and Loki and some of the other ones Doc Weithra are. But the bottom line is that these departments, Department of Energy, Department of Education, they just spring up, and they cost astronomical amounts of money. I think yesterday I was talking about the Department of Energy, which spends 16 point something billion and has like 17,000 employees, or I don't know, just, oh my God, out of control and outrageous type of spending. And we the people need to get a grip on this. We need to take it back. And you know, a lot of these things are not going to change unless we, the people, make them change, unless we make changes ourselves. And, you know, when will that happen? Let's jump into another piece. Give a listen. And anyone, feel free to call in as well.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black limousines with darkened windows converged to a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad controls. The limos carried royalty, political power brokers, and industrial titans to a secret meeting that will last all weekend. It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Up as we jump right now to a quick station break, and we'll come back in for the final half hour segment. Well, you know, let's see. I'm trying to think of what song to play because I don't want to play anything too loud. I think this will be fine for the break. We wouldn't want to upset Tesla here now, would we?
Look at this face. I know the years are showing. Look at this life. I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes, they've never seen what matters. Look at this dream, so big.
So much I've never broken through. With inspiration. Look at this soul, still searching for salvation. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
Thank you.
Jumping right back into our topic, at what point in time do we realize the we are just letting all of this get just way out of hand? I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. I always like to play the piece with President Eisenhower, where he warns us, you know, the military-industrial complex. I mean, he's basically saying to us, watch out. Be careful. I mean, look at what's taking place. And it's almost as if we are deaf, dumb, all of the above, over and over and over. And, I mean, do we not see the light? Are we really, really this blind? Let's continue on a piece. Oh, man, we're... At least it's nice to know I'm not alone. A couple of programming notes for the weekend, too. Tonight at 9 o'clock, Tesler, if you'll post some links, Tesler has his roundtable, where it's like a box of chocolates. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, he also has a show. And Sunday at 4, hopefully I'll be able to make that, and all of us will. Socialism is not an option. That is the best show on Blog Talk Radio. That is just the show. And whatever topic it is, whatever discussion, I always picture it like a barroom brawl where you have men and women of all ages and races and whatever fighting, somebody running around with a chair to bust over someone's head, punches being thrown. And it's just a great show of programming notes. Now, Dr. Jones returns on Monday. 8 o'clock will be his normal schedule, 8 to 9. Anyway, let's jump back into those pieces now that we got the programming notes taken care of.
Most visible conduit for carrying out that agenda.
What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
CNN has even reported that these individuals have put out the policy reports through the Council on Foreign Relations and Right for Scholarly White Papers to end the United States, to end Canada, and to end Mexico.
I hate to break it to you, but after 2 years of denying it and saying it can't be, it's the only reason that I have found that explains everything that's going on in our country with the border. Our country has been sold out in the name of global profits and votes at the ballot box. This is where the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or SPP, comes in. This little agreement, international agreement, cooked up by President Bush, the former president of Mexico, and the Prime Minister of Canada. Their mission is to blur or completely erase the borders between Canada, U.S., and Mexico.
For now, is the supposed currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, to make a borderless community, much like the EU. And the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and Mexican peso replaced by the euro.
Security and Prosperity Partnership, which critics call nothing more than a North American Union. It means open borders, commerce at all costs, and by the way, without the approval of either American voters or the U.S. Congress.
Is there any forcing like the euro dollars?
Well, that would be long, long term.
Now, even the economists supporting the so-called globalism, and it's not free trade.
Worse, critics say foreign policy elites are promoting a European-style union, erasing borders between the three countries, and eventually moving to a single North American currency called the euro.
A 4,000-mile network of new toll roads with truck and car lanes, rail lines, pipeline, and utility zones. It's projecting cost another $300 million over 50 years.
By default of this agreement, the American Constitution will eventually be obsolete. You'd think that a situation like this would be on the cover of every major newspaper. That is until you realize that the people who are behind this movement are the same people behind the mainstream media, and you are not told what you're not supposed to know. The North American Union is the same concept as the European Union, the African Union, and soon to be Asian, and the same people are behind all of them. And the time is right. The North American Union, the European Union, the African Union, and the Asian Union merge together.
Vice President Cheney takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just quite so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement to the free trade agreement for all the Americans.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations, as Pete mentioned. I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming. I've never registered as a Republican, generally speaking, but I think most Americans now say, on either side, they're both selling us out.
I was one supporting every credit push authority, if necessary, to use force against the dominant bank.
Served under Colin Powell during this Bush administration over at the State Department. He's now the president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, well, well. As we jump out of that piece, clearly this is just clearly what we see is what we get. I mean, this is unconscionable. It is really, really unconscionable. It's more unconscionable that we as people aren't doing anything about it, but kind of just watching our rights wither away. And I've posted in the chat room. This will be where I'll be tonight at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So Tesla, you might even enjoy the show, and everybody is all more than welcome to join Dr. Memory and anyone else. Pretty good show. I want to thank everybody very, very much for tuning in while I had Dr. Jones's show. I know his numbers have skyrocketed from his first 2 weeks, and I think a lot of that has to do with your support, et cetera. There's no better way. These shows are about we the people, not about the egos of the hosts, et cetera. And there's no better way to close the show and the same way I began it, because here is our thank you, everybody. Good night.
Neither aiming at originality of principle or sentiment, nor yet copied from any particular previous writing, it was intended to be an expression of the American mind and to give to that expression the proper tone and spirit called for the occasion.
We are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world.
Every post and every day rolls in upon us independence like a torrent.
To reduce them under absolute despotism.
It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security.
Such has been the patient suffering of these colonies.
Necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
We,
therefore, the representatives
of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name
and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown.
And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved.
And as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war,
conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce,
and to do all other acts and things which independent states may have right to.
And for the support of this declaration,
with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes,
and our sacred honor.
Why so large, Mr. Hancock? So that...